but no one said anything. The cowards, each man thought. And no one touched the pudding or the brick-thick chocolate mince served afterwards. They just listened in flushed, gloomy horror as Wance's voice droned on, and when they were dismissed, they tried to leave as separately as possible so that they didn't have to talk to one another. Except for the head merchant, that is. He found himself leaving the palace with the chief assassin, and they strolled side by side, minds racing. The chief merchant tried to look on the bright side. He was one of those men who organise sing-songs when things go drastically wrong.
"Well, well," he said. "So, we're privy councillors now. Just fancy."
"Hmm," said the assassin.
"I wonder what's the difference between ordinary councillors and privy councillors,"
wondered the merchant aloud. The assassin scowled at him.
"I think," he said, "it is because you're expected to eat shit."
He turned the glare back on its feet again. What kept going through his mind were Wance's last words as he shook the secretary's limp hand. He wondered if anyone else had heard them. Unlikely. They'd been a shape rather than a sound. Wance had simply moved his lips around them while staring fixedly at the assassin's moon-tanned face.
"Help me."
The assassin shivered. Why him? As far as he could see, there was only one kind of help he was qualified to give, and very few people ever asked for it for themselves. In fact, they usually paid large sums for it to be given as a surprise present to other people. He wondered what was happening to Wance that made any alternative seem better. Wance sat alone in the dark, ruined hall, waiting. He could try running, but it would find him again. It would always be able to find him. It could smell his mind. Or it would flame him. That was worse, just like the brethren. Perhaps it was an instantaneous death. It looked an instantaneous death. But Wance lay awake at night, wondering whether those last microseconds somehow stretched to a subjective white-hot eternity, every tiny part of your body a mere smear of plasma, and you there, alive, in the middle of it all.
"Not you. I would not flame you."
It wasn't telepathy. As far as Wance had always understood it, telepathy was like hearing a voice in your head. This was like hearing a voice in your body. His whole nervous system twanged to it like a bow.
"Rise."
Wance jerked to his feet, overturning the chair and banging his legs on the table. When that voice spoke, he had as much control over his body as water had over gravity.
"Come."
Wance lurched across the floor. The wings unfolded slowly with the occasional creak until they filled the hall from side to side. The tip of one smashed a window and stuck out into the afternoon air. The dragon slowly, sensuously stretched out its neck and yawned. When it had finished, it brought its head round until it was a few inches in front of Wance's face.
"What does voluntary mean?"
It means doing something of your own free will," said Wance.
"But they have no free will. They will increase my hoard, or I will flame them."
Wance gulped.
"Yes," he said, "but you mustn't..."
The silent roar of fury spun him round.
"There is nothing I mustn't."
"No, no, no," squeaked Wance, clutching his head. I didn't mean that. Believe me, this way is better, that's all, better and safer."
"None can defeat me."
"This is certainly the case.
None can control me."
Wance flung up his finger-spread hands in a conciliatory fashion.
Of course," he said, "but there are ways and ways, you know, ways and ways. All the roaring and flaming, you see, you don't need it."
"Foolish ape, how else can I make them do my bidding?"
Wance put his hands behind his back.
"They'll do it of their own free will," he said, "and in time they'll come to believe it was their own idea. It'll be a tradition. Take it from me, we humans are adaptable creatures."
The dragon gave him a long, blank stare.
"In fact,"
said Once, trying to keep the trembling out of his voice. "Before too long, if someone comes along and tells them that a Dragon King is a bad idea, they'll kill him themselves." The dragon blinked.